I'm Bruce Van Dyke on WEOL. It's time to take another look at the Alcorn Archives, brought to you by Mama Joe Homestyle Pies. With us, Tim Alcorn, looking back at his broadcast career with WEOL, many decades of calling games of all sizes and shapes. And what game did you select for us today, Tim?
Well, Bruce, good to talk to you again. You know, word came down last night that Elyria Catholic has to forfeit their high school football playoff game this weekend, and my heart sank. I feel so bad for those EC kids and the community and their fans. And so I thought, you know what, let's go back to a happy EC moment, maybe boost their spirits a little bit. So we're going back 10 years to 2010. It was the very first time that EC had ever hosted a playoff game. Now, of course, they have a great football tradition, three state championships. We talked about that last week. But this was the first time since the playoffs had expanded that there ever was a home game for EC at Knights of Columbus Field. So it's November of 2010, Elyria Catholic hosting Huron. And this was a game that, if you remember the old NFL films days of the 60s with the Packers and the Bears, and they're playing in the mud, and Jim Taylor and Paul Hornung, you can't even read their uniforms. Well, it's one of those nights. The Knights of Columbus Field was just tore up, and there was a little bit of rain and a little bit of snow, and the guys were just absolutely covered in mud at the end of the ball game. But great game. EC wins it 28-21. And I'm sure the guys who were in that game or people who were at that game 10 years ago remember it vividly. So I thought, well, with the bad news that EC is suffering with today, and again, I feel really bad for them, let's go back to 2010 and relive a great night at Knights of Columbus Field for the Panthers. And I should add this little tidbit. So EC, this is their first ever home playoff game, and they came out and they warmed up in their, you know, regular green classic traditional EC uniforms. And then when they went into the locker room for the pregame talk and all that, they came back out in black uniforms. Black uniforms with green numbers, and my heart sank because as a play-by-play guy, I'm thinking, I am going to be misidentifying guys or just not able to see numbers all night long between the green on the black, and now you throw in all the mud. It virtually became impossible at times, as you'll hear through some of these highlights, I'm sure. But, yes, EC would get on the board first, and it would be a defensive touchdown. Now, this was the EC team that featured Danny Reeser, one of the greatest quarterbacks in Lorain County football history, high school football. But they would score first on a defensive touchdown, a length of the field pick six. It turned out it was Jake Lawler. If memory serves me correct, I think I misidentify it here on the call, so I apologize. But it was Jake Lawler, a 95-yard interception return for a touchdown to get EC on the board first.
Second and eight from the nine. Bohlenbacher out of the shotgun for Huron. Looks, throws, ball's tipped, and it's intercepted to the 20, out to the 30, down the left sideline, to the 40, 45, 50, still on his feet, to the 40, cutting back to the 30, to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Elyria Catholic. Jacob Moore. Jacob Moore, the sophomore free safety, with the interception return, and the Panthers lead it 6-0. 1:02 to go here in the first quarter of play. It came off a tip pass, and the 5'11 sophomore took it the length of the field for Elyria Catholic to give the Panthers the lead.
Yeah, it would turn out to be Jake Lawler on that interception return. The first of two picks on the night for Lawler. We'll hear one a little bit later on, but he was sensational in the Panthers secondary on that night. So that pick six gives EC a 6-0 lead. They went for two. Their two-point run would fail, but they had a 6-0 lead. Then they would add to that advantage in the second quarter of play. Boy, a guy who had a nice night for EC in the mud and the slop, a power running back. I remember his name and his playing ability well, Joe Dempsey. Well, Joe Dempsey would slam in another touchdown for EC as he scored from 8 yards out to extend the Panther lead.
8-yard line. First and goal for EC at the Huron 8, 6:09 to go, first half. Reeser out of the shotgun. Reeser, inside handoff, Dempsey, he's to the 5, he's in for the score! Joe Dempsey, his 7th touchdown of the season, and EC now with a 12-0 lead. 6:04 to go in the second quarter here at Knights of Columbus Field as the frigid Panther fans roar their approval.
Bruce, interesting thing about that touchdown, it capped off a 99-yard drive for Elyria Catholic. So, as I said, this was the high-octane EC offense, but really the mud and the rain and the snow slowed them down. So they showed on that night that not only could they throw it all over the field with Danny Reeser, but they could grind out a drive as well, and that one was 99 yards to extend the Panther advantage.
Talking to Tim Alcorn today, Alcorn Archives, brought to you by Mama Joe Homestyle Pies. We're looking back at the Elyria Catholic Huron playoff game from November 5th of 2010. So rain and snow?
Yeah. It had a little bit of everything that night. The wind, and like I said, by this point, second quarter, I'm barely seeing any of the numbers. But Dempsey had that, you know, that unique running style. He wasn't a flashy guy. He would just hammer it in there and sometimes on a night like we were experiencing 10 years ago, that's the type of running back you need because you can't cut, you can't really get outside, so you just hammer it up the middle, and obviously the EC offensive line did their job in just creating some gaps for Dempsey to run through. EC later on in that second quarter of play would then get their second rushing touchdown of the night. Boy, it looked like they were going to blow Huron out of the water as Danny Reeser, known for his throwing arm, would use his legs here, a 5-yard scoring run for the Panther QB.
Reeser will operate out of the shotgun. Ball at the left hash mark. Danny surveying the scene. Reeser rolling to the left, tried a little shuttle pass, wasn't there, so he takes off with the football, heading to the pylon. Did he get there? Touchdown! Danny Reeser, oh, what a run by the senior quarterback as he just snuck in near the pylon. And Elyria Catholic now with an 18-0 lead, 1:50 to go in the second quarter of play.
Yeah, 18-zip, EC looked like they were just going to blow the Tigers right out of Knights of Columbus Field, and Bruce, another long drive there, a 9-play, 78-yard drive. So EC was chewing up clock, time of possession, and it looked like, man, they're just going to roll through this. But they're playing a Huron team that certainly anybody that knows high school football in Northeast Ohio knows they've got a great tradition. This is the third time the two teams had met in the playoffs. They had split the first two matchups. So Huron has a great tradition. They weren't going to roll over, and sure enough, they got a touchdown late in the second quarter to make it a 20-7 game at the half. And then Huron would score again in the third quarter of play to make it 20-14. So here they are right back in the ball game. They battled back, and now you realize, boy, we're going to have a slugfest for the remaining part of the ball game of the second half of the contest. So EC, after Huron took that 20-14 lead, they answered back. Reeser this time utilizing his arm, his only touchdown pass of the night. He would hook up with Connor Voorhees from 12 yards out.
Facing a 4th-and-3 at the Huron 12-yard line, and it looks like they're going for it. Danny Reeser out of the shotgun. Reeser will lob it deep into the end zone. Touchdown, Elyria Catholic! Connor Voorhees on a 4th-and-3, pulls in a 12-yard touchdown pass. And the Panthers extend the lead to 26-14. 4:36 to go here in the third quarter of play. Danny Reeser with the touchdown to Voorhees for Connor. That's his 10th touchdown of the season.
And Reeser would hit Zach Rogers with a 2-point conversion pass after the TD to Voorhees. So EC led at that point 28-14. Little did we realize that would be the final points of the night for Elyria Catholic. Huron would score a touchdown in that third quarter to make it 28-21. So we had a ball game heading to the fourth quarter of play, and that would be it as far as the scoring was concerned, Bruce. EC, their defense would come up with some big plays especially in the secondary. We heard earlier Jake Lawler with that 95-yard touchdown run for the pick six, EC's first score of the night. EC secondary would come up with four interceptions in the ball game, and here's one by Lawler again. They really played well in that defensive backfield.
Fourth down play for Huron. Bohlenbacher out of the shotgun. Bohlenbacher looking, lobbing it downfield, and it's intercepted at the 5, out to the 10, here to the near side, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, and brought down at about the 29-yard line. On the pick for Elyria Catholic. I think that's Lawler again.
Might have been.
Yes, Lawler, who had the 95-yard interception return for a score earlier, picks that one off and brings it all the way back out close to the 30-yard line, but way over on the opposite side. A flag on the play, but it's against Huron. The interception will stand, and the Panthers get it back with 5:44 to go.
That was late in the fourth quarter. Huron deep in EC territory. Lawler with a huge pick right in front of the goal line. And then EC would wrap up their first ever home playoff game with a W with another interception of Bohlenbacher.
Bohlenbacher gets the snap, rolling left, hanging it deep to the middle of the field. It's tipped and intercepted at the 50. On the return to the 40, 35-30, down to the 25, and dropped right there for Elyria Catholic. And Josh Pierce made the pick to seal the deal.
Yep.
For the Elyria Catholic Panthers, and it will be EC next Friday night, heading to the regional semifinal in Division IV, Region 14.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Bruce, they would lose that game the following week to Orville, is who they would end up playing. But thrilling night at Knights of Columbus. Like I said, this brought back a lot of memories. The mud-covered uniforms and the EC crowd below is going crazy, and a 95-yard pick six. You don't see that too often. So, and as I said to start things off, boy, my heart just aches for those EC football players and the community that they can't play this weekend in the playoffs, had to forfeit the game. So I thought, well, let's look back on a joyous EC victory in the playoffs, and that was a fun win. So, and it was fun to go back and look at that one tonight.
November 5th, 2010, Elyria Catholic and Huron. That's our Elkhorn Archive, brought to you by Mama Joe Homestyle Pies. I'm Bruce Van Dyke for WEOL.